This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The war in Ukraine has increased the risk of a massive malnutrition crisis for millions of children in other emergencies because of its already huge impact on global food prices, the UN said on Thursday. 6 weeks since Russia invaded its neighbour, the UN Children's Fund UNICEF said that imports have been disrupted to the Middle East and North Africa, where more than 90% of food has to be shipped in. Prices have also risen for essentials, including wheat, cooking oil and fuel. And if the situation continues, it will severely impact children, especially in Egypt, Lebanon, Libya, Sudan, Syria and Yemen, UNICEF said. Adele Koder, who's UNICEF's regional director for the Middle East and North Africa, warned that families are unable to cope with unprecedented food price hikes caused by ongoing conflicts, political instability, the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine. According to UNICEF, less than 4 in 10 young children in the Middle East and North Africa get the diets they need to grow and develop properly. Meanwhile, inside Ukraine, new satellite images have confirmed that the destruction of cities besieged by Russian forces is ongoing. According to high-definition photographs provided by the UNISAT service, damage to Mariupol increased by about 6% between the 26th of March and the 3rd of April. Much of this increase was in the coastal harbour and steel mill areas, UNISAT said in its latest update. Satellite footage from Bucha, where hundreds of Ukrainian civilians have been found killed following the withdrawal of Russian troops, shows that just over a quarter of the city has been badly damaged. To Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC now, where armed groups have continued to terrorise families, forcing thousands to flee for their lives. In an alert on Thursday, UN Children's Fund UNICEF said that conditions are dire and deteriorating at Ro refugee camp in Ituri province, where people are effectively trapped on a remote hill. The camp is home to more than 60,000 people and more than half are children. Many arrived last November after being driven from another camp in the town of Drodro that was attacked by men wielding machetes. This, UNICEF explained, was just one of the latest bouts of violence that have plagued eastern DRC for decades and displaced around 5 million people. In an appeal for help to end the insecurity, UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell warned that there have been many outbreaks of respiratory illness, diarrhea and malaria already. Every effort should be made to strengthen service delivery for people sheltering at the Ro camp and to protect them from violence, she said. A wave of digitalisation across all parts of the economy has transformed traditional industry in the last 20 years, but it has also increased the risk of inequality, the UN said on Thursday. In a new report on global innovation, the World Intellectual Property Organization, or WIPO, said that digital innovation quadrupled from the year 2000 to 2020. And in the last 5 years, for which data is available from 2016 to 2020, digital innovation patents grew an impressive 172% faster than all other filings. The sector covers artificial intelligence, or AI, predictive technologies, highly sophisticated automation, and big data, all creations that can spur economic growth when used alongside people and not instead of them. WIPO said that while these new digital innovations may help poorer countries to develop more quickly, others may miss out because they lack both the capital required to invest in the technology and the highly skilled workforce that is also required. Daniel Johnson, UN News.